Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, with Faith Realize the Process of Vision, which is a safe walk, where we walk by faith and not by sight, and we see the demonstration of God's power. We see it, His grace. We see His word and its truth for our lives manifest as He then begins to take the word that He's spoken concerning us and causes us to be the people, the instruments of righteousness that He's ordained, preordained us to be. And it's a wonderful thing because we didn't call ourselves to it. We didn't even choose ourselves. He chose us for this as we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That even before then, He already knew we were going to be His, because the Bible lets us know that He preordained us. He foreknew us before the foundations of the earth, that He already had us in mind before the foundations of the world, and He made a way for our escape, and He allowed us now to be used as instruments of righteousness, that nations and generations and families are saved because of us. They are encouraged because of us. They know hope. They know life because of us. They know peace because of us, because God used us to be the instrument that led them to Him, or that is encouraging them as they are walking with Him. So it is a blessing to be chosen by God. Our faith walk is not something that we plan out, something that we can say it's going to happen this day or that day. It is something that God does every single day of our lives, walking by faith and not by sight, because we understand without faith it's impossible to please God, and we want to please Him. We live by faith. So we praise and honor God that He has chosen us for such a time as this. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, seeing them as not superhuman Christians, but just ordinary people, unlikely candidates, some of them that God chose and has chosen for His purpose and His plan. And we see their lives and see it as they journey through their trust, relationship with the Lord, sometimes not exactly obeying all His principles, and sometimes even not even consulting Him on decisions that they make. But even in their mistakes, we see the Word of God not fail. We see the Word of God powerful enough, has enough authority and life to do exactly what it's supposed to do. We see the demonstration of the Word manifesting in their lives like never before. And that's God. We know it's God. We understand that it's God, and it's a wonderful thing. We have been dealing with our attitudes, our gratitudes, how we look at things, how we go through things, how we handle things, even how we allow the Holy Spirit to deal with us. We've been dealing with faith and our faith walk and circumcision of our heart and different things, and we're going to continue to go on that and do that. And you have to understand, in this faith journey, we cannot allow the enemy to steal our joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We cannot allow the circumstance, the situation, what doesn't look like it's right, what doesn't feel like it's going right. We cannot allow even life to steal our joy. Our joy, our hope, our life is in Him, in Christ Jesus. And when you understand that, and you understand the will of God for you and what He's ordained for your life, what He's purposed for your life, and that it's going to work for your good, I don't care what it's looking like, it's going to work in order for you to win, because God has already established it. We are going to see the manifestation of the glory of the Lord in our life because He's already commanded His victory. The end of the book lets us know that God starts at the end, finishes it, and then He goes back to the beginning. When you look at a motion picture, they always shoot the end before they shoot the beginning. They shoot the end of the movie. And that end basically is the foundation or the finale of what that would revolve around that movie. Then they start shooting everything else that pertains to that, building the story or building the movie around the ending. Well, God has already finished our end. He's already done it. It's already finished. We already know what the end is. We are winners. We're going to be with Him forever. The enemy is going to be under our feet. He's going to be bound forever, destroyed, him, his kingdom, and anybody that belongs to him. And we're going to be with God forever in eternity, in a new heaven and a new earth. And that is our end. That is where we're going. That's where we're going to end up. When our ways please God, he's going to make every enemy our footstool. So we already know what the end is going to be. Now we our birth is our beginning. Our birth says that God is starting us out to make us head towards the place of our end, which is our destiny with him. He's already finished it, and he starts us off as babes, and we grow, become adults. And as we learn the lessons and grow with him and the knowledge of who he is, even as adults, we find ourselves becoming more and more like him, walking in his authority, walking in his power, knowing that it's already finished, it's already fixed. We are already going to win. It's already going to turn out for my good. We're going to pass these tests. And we're going to see the glory of the Lord in our life, and we're going to be used for the glory of God. So when we understand that, we're not allowing the things that come to oppress us and make us look or feel as if we don't have hope. We have an answer. We have hope for everyday life. We have an answer to what we go through. His name is Jesus Christ, and his word is the answer for what we go through. He's given us a way of escape. We know that he's going to turn it around. It might not be the way we think, but we know our faith says it's going to work in our favor. It's going to work for our good. He's going to do it, and he's going to do it the way he knows how to do it. And we're going to trust while we're in that process that it's going to be everything that he says. The enemy tries to use tactics like the serpent did in the book of Genesis to try to get us off. And even though we're not dealing with the same serpent, so to speak, that Eve faced, we're still dealing with a serpent who would love to try to coil up and tie up our emotions, tie up our happiness, our joy, tie up our mind, try to make it seem as if we cannot get and continue to get victory. He would try to present something that is not true, false evidence appearing real. He would try to do things to make it look like what we're doing is not working. But the devil is a lie, and we know that. For the word of God lets us know, even in John 8:32 and verse 36, it says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Another interpretation says, set you, make you free. And that 36th verse says, if therefore the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. If Jesus has made us free, and we know he has, then we're free indeed. The adversary wants us to be now bound in our emotions, bound in our memories, bound in our mind through the things that he's trying to do to try to make it look like we do not have authority or power or we're not as victorious. The word of God says that we are, but we are. Our freedom is freedom from anything and everything that will try to oppose the word, the knowledge, the truth of Jesus Christ, the authority of Jesus. We have been free from that. We have been, the only thing that we are bound to is God, his will, the blood of Jesus. That's what we're bound to. We're bound to that. Paul says, I'm a slave for Christ. That means he was willing to make himself. He didn't want to be free. He wanted to make sure he was always connected, tied to the will of God, to Jesus Christ, to salvation, to the truth of God. And that's what we have to be. But we are free from everything else that will try to oppress us and hold us back. That weapon of the enemy, we have to now command the word of God to go in and dig up every root that the enemy will try to ever use against us. The enemy tries to use the things of our past to try to build a weapon for us in our present and in our future. He tries to build a case, or coil up a case in our emotions, in our mind, according to the things that we faced or did not receive as children, as young adults. What didn't happen for us? What didn't work out for us? What didn't go our way? How life has treated us so very bad, to put us in a state where we're not progressively living the freedom or in the freedom that Jesus Christ has given us. He's always trying to tie us to our past, and we've been set free. Jesus has saved us, past, present, and future. His deliverance power has saved, redeemed, and set us free. So the enemy will try to keep you locked to a place, to a time frame, you emotionally and mentally bound, so that you cannot walk in the liberty of God. But you've got to remember, if the Son has set you free, then you're free indeed. If you are his, and you know you are, then you have the right to every gift and gifting that God has given you, including the gift of his liberty and his freedom. And no one can bind you, and you're allowing the enemy to come in through ignorance or through a deception or seducing spirits to make you feel like God has not freed you. It's not by feeling, it's by your faith. And now applying the word to the areas that the enemy is trying to mess with you, trying to bully you, trying to oppress you. The enemy gets no glory. He gets no honor and his praise. We're going to live for the glory and the honor and praise of Jesus Christ. We're going to be happy in our salvation and our walk and the hope of our calling. We're going to be joyful in the Lord and the strength of the Lord, and we're not going to allow him to get any territory, any ground in our life, and we're going to shut doors that he's been trying to maneuver to hold us and our children and the next generation hostage. We're going to close all those doors. We're going to do everything that the Word of God tells us to do, because as we walk in obedience and walk by faith, we bruise the head of the enemy. We bruise the head of the enemy when we walk in our most holy faith, when we have our prayer life and our worship life, when we're speaking the Word of God and even allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through us. We're building ourselves up in our most holy faith when we speak in our heavenly language, when we allow ourselves to go in and command the peace of God to be on us. We shift the atmosphere where the enemy is trying to hold us, because when you feel that oppressive tiredness coming on you, and the enemy's trying to make it seem as something, you have power right then to say, I'm not going to receive this. This is not mine. I bind this. I send this back. It is not mine. And I command the peace of God over my life, over my mind, the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I command my spirit and my life, my mind, my everything about me to be joyful in the Lord. And I will hope in God, and I will praise him, and I will rejoice in him. These are the things that you have to do. You don't allow the enemy to come in and try to steal from you, because he's a stealer. He's a thief. The Bible says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if God has set us free, and that's what I'm going back to, if he set us free, you're free. You're free indeed. Now you need to start walking through and say, Lord, these are the areas that the enemy is trying to keep me in bondage, but you set me free, and I command that liberty. I command that freedom in my emotional life. He's trying to mess with the way I raise my children, to make it seem as if I'm the way that I was raised now going to transfer to me if it wasn't good. No, you need to tear that down, tear down those thoughts, tear down the stuff that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and say, no, my children shall be taught of the Lord, and they shall know God, and they will be learned in the house of God. You have to give the word back to yourself and to the enemy, and don't allow them to have any ground. If it's in a marriage that looks like it's going to be like what you've experienced, if you've experienced divorce or your parents or someone in your family, or if your house is never the house that there was a steady father figure around, that no one in your family has a healthy marriage or is married, and that now the enemy's threatening to do the same thing, break that. Break that thing off of your life. That's not it. You break that off of your life. If it's physical ailments, you speak the word of God. If it's finances, you speak the word. If it's success, it seems like every time you put your hand to something, it's not working. Start speaking the word of God. Don't allow the enemy to steal your joy. Speak the word of God and speak it by faith, knowing that the word of God will not fail you. God will not fail you. And when we begin to align ourselves with the liberty and the freedom that God has given us, there is no weapon that the enemy could ever use against us or would ever prosper. God is faithful. We've got to apply that word, walk in that word, and as we do by faith, we're going to see a great change, a great deliverance, not only in our life, but over our generations. Our generations will know and see the greatness of God. We are going to be living testimonies that will show them this is the will of God. This is the way of God. This is what you do when you're faced with something. This is how you fight in a spiritual battle. You're going to be what teaches your children and those around you, teaches the church, teaches other leaders, teaches other saints, other believers. You're going to be the one that helps teach them by your lifestyle, by how you've overcome some things that come against you, by how you are now seeing the manifestation of the word and the will of God in your life like never before. You're going to see the demonstration of his power, and that power is going to be done line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. We're going to see truth in our life. I encourage you. Don't allow the enemy to steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you are set free, if the Son of God has set you free, you're free indeed. Don't allow the enemy to steal from you any longer, emotionally, mentally, and your physical body, finances, no matter what it is, don't allow them to steal from you. Be encouraged in this, and I pray that you would join me next week again for 15 minutes of empowerment for Favor Life, the process of there. God bless you, and have a blessed weekend.